US-British tactique to defeat Yemen. At first glance, it may seem like a positive move. The Trump administration and London are both putting pressure on Saudi and the UAE regimes to implement a ceasefire in Yemen's atrocious war. Washington and London are also calling for warring sides to enter into peace negotiations within a month. What's wrong with that, you may ask? Well, the country has been under aggression for the past 3 years from a Saudi-led coalition supported militarily by the US, Britain, and France. The unrelenting war has led to the world's worst humanitarian crisis in decades, with over half of the population, that is, some 14 million people, starving. Therefore, the appropriate legal and moral course of action now is not merely a ceasefire or talks. It's for the Western-backed Saudi Emirati coalition to immediately halt its criminal aggression against Yemen. In short, stop the foreign interference in Yemen's sovereign affairs. U.S. Secretary of War James Mattis and Britain's Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt appear to be impelled by humanitarian concern for the massive human suffering in Yemen with their recent calls for cessation of hostilities. But a more nuanced reading of their exhortation suggests that the real concern is to burnish the blood-soaked image of the Saudi coalition that their government support, and secondly, to inveigle Ansarullah into a negotiations framework that will result in undue foreign influence over Yemen's politics. Recently, Washington announced that it was suspending mid-air refueling flights for Saudi and Emirati warplanes that have been pounding Yemen since March 2015, which has resulted in a horrendous death toll among civilians. The indiscriminate killing of the Saudis and Emirati airstrikes has been amply documented, albeit downplayed by Western media. The latter keep repeating a figure of 10,000 dead in Yemen, a figure which has bizarrely remained unchanged for at least the past 2 years. The real death toll from airstrikes is unknown, but likely to be near 100,000. American, British, and French military support for the murderous operations in Yemen should have stopped months, even years ago, if official humanitarian concerns were genuine. The question is, why the sudden effort by Washington and London as well as Paris to call for a ceasefire and follow on political talks? One factor, no doubt, is the barbaric murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi by assassins linked to the House of Saud. Turkish authorities believe that Khashoggi was brutally murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd, his body hacked to pieces and dissolved in industrial-strength acid. Audio tapes obtained by the British authorities have implicated the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the murder plot against the dissident journalist. The gruesome details of Khashoggi's killing and the blatant lies that the Saudi rulers have issued to cover up their barbarity have heaped immense pressure on Washington, London, and Paris over their close ties with the House of Saud. Public outrage has demanded that sanctions be imposed on Riyadh, such as cancelling multi-billion dollar arms deals. It seems significant that the acute disgrace over the appalling Khashoggi affair and the association of the US, British, and French regimes with such a despotic Saudi regime has in turn prompted these Western powers to mount a damage limitation exercise in public relations. This is where the Yemen war provides an opportunity for the Western regimes and their Saudi clients to salvage their tarnished public image. By pushing for a ceasefire in Yemen, Washington, London, and Paris can claim to be getting tough with the Saudis for the sake of alleviating humanitarian suffering. By appearing to respond to the Western calls for a ceasefire, the Saudis can then also claim they are relenting out of humane concern. However, such pleas have not stopped Saudi and Emirati-backed terrorists on the ground besieging the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah on the Red Sea, for which some 90% of the entire population in the country rely on for food and other vital supplies. In other words, the Western-backed Saudi coalition is using starvation tactics to bring Ansarullah and the wider Yemeni population to their knees. That is a monstrous war crime. What Mattis is calling for in terms of ceasefire is for all heavy weapons in Yemen to be put under the control of UN peacekeepers. Washington is also demanding that Ansarullah fighters withdraw from the country's border with Arabia, from where they have mounted missile attacks, which have gravely harassed the Saudis, including in the capital Riyadh. The Ansarullah have struck Saudi territory in response to their airstrikes. So, what the Americans, British and French are striving for is, firstly, a respite from the sordid publicity over the killing of Saudi journalists. If the humanitarian appeal over Yemen succeeds to placate Western public outrage, then these regimes will be able to continue business as usual selling the Saudi regime lucrative weapons contracts. Secondly, by drawing Ansarullah fighters into peace negotiations that will also burnish the Western and Saudi public image, as well as, equally importantly, forcing the fighters into accepting a compromise on their revolutionary government. By entering negotiations with the Saudi-backed remnants of the exiled Yemeni leader Mansour Hadi, they will inevitably have to accept making concessions and allowing an accommodation with the ousted, discredited regime. Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, who has been living in exile in Riyadh since Ansarullah seized power, was reviled by all Yemenis for his corruption and being a puppet of the Saudis and the Americans. His exiled clique is routinely and mendaciously referred to by Western media as the internationally recognized government of Yemen. When he fled the country in ignominy in early 2015, Ansarullah fighters had succeeded in spearheading a popular revolution. The Saudi and American sponsors of the ousted Mansour Hadi reacted to the overthrow of their puppet by launching an air war on Yemen in late March 2015, a war which has continued unremittingly ever since, with Britain and France also joining their profitable slaughter by suppling warplanes and missiles. Another lie told by Western media is that Ansarullah fighters are proxies of Iran, a lie which is used to justify the Western-backed criminal war against the country. Iran supports them diplomatically, but there is no evidence of arms supplies whatsoever. The devastation inflicted on Yemen and its people has largely been ignored by Western news media. Despite the lack of coverage, the Western public have nevertheless become aware of the horror and their regime's complicity. Harrowing images of skeletal children dying from starvation and lack of basic medicines have shamed Washington, London, and Paris into taking some action, however despicably inadequate and long overdue. The recent impetus for a ceasefire and talks in Yemen coming from the US and its Western allies is not due to humanitarianism. It's a cynical PR exercise to whitewash bloodied images, both theirs and that of their Saudi client regime. The Yemen war has been shown to be a sickening charnel house in a futile bid for Western regime change against the Yemeni revolution. By forcing the Yemenis into negotiations, the Westerners hope to achieve their regime change objective by another tactic and gain PR capital at the same time. If Washington, London, and Paris were really serious about ending the suffering in Yemen, they would simply demand that the aggression stops immediately so that the Yemenis are allowed to determine their own political future without foreign interference. But the Western regimes will not do that because their interference in Yemen, along with the Saudis, is the very reason why this criminal war of aggression started and grinds on. That was a feature titled U.S.-Britain Push Yemen Ceasefire as Tactic to Defeat Houthis by Finian Cunningham, whose articles have been published in several languages.